Tonight, New South Wales Gomeroi traditional owners try to call a halt to mining and development on their land. A budget leak confirms a cut for Indigenous Scholarship Foundation. While an Aboriginal emergency housing provider calls for more support in the Territory's budget. Good evening. The Gomeroi people in northern New South Wales are seeking legal opinion and planning action to put a freeze on all mining and development on their ancestral lands. More than 400 native title claimants meet in Tamworth to discuss Gomeroi business at the weekend. Representatives have told NITV News they're looking at options to stop ministerial decisions which approve mining in the region.
It's one of the largest black states in the country, and more than 400 Gomeroi people met in Tamworth to talk about country and some of their concerns. NITV gained permission from the Gomeroi claimants to film inside the meeting. But it was outside and after the function ended that the big news of plans to freeze development on Gomeroi country were made public.
The mining companies have got to take a hear that Gomeroi people will not be laying down and being silent over these issues no more. Mining is coming to our country. We are going to fight them every step of the way, through the courts, through the protests, and through the support of the Gomeroi people.
The Gomeroi have expressed concerns that big industries could potentially damage their sacred sites and dreaming places. Mining, coal seam gas extraction, excessive water use, and land clearing are just some concerns. In what could become a first in native title history, an injunction may be used to stop ministerial powers both federally and at a state level which approve development plans until native title is determined.
Native title has not been extinguished on water, ground, underground water, that's the aquifers, as well as the water above it, the overland flows. Native title has not been extinguished, so we have a right in that. Native title has never been extinguished over our trees, plants, animals and everything else that's above the land. We don't care what title you got, but we're not going to allow you to destroy our connection, our totemic associations with all those things. So it'll freeze up everything.
This could lead to the region being temporarily quarantined.
Those lawyers to look at how do we stop this. The implications for the New South Wales Land Council is that the mining explorations and the petroleum and gas explorations that they've applied for, this will also freeze them. So it'll impact on them just as much as it will on private enterprise.
Michael Anderson says the resource-rich area is seen by industry as the future backbone of wealth generation in New South Wales. He hopes this action will inspire others around the country to also take the lead in determining mining development. Jeremy Guy, NITV News, Tamworth.